you always feel pressure to win a game. This team hadn't won in, 5 weeks, so it wasn't the prettiest thing. You just talk about the way they everybody grinded out to do this.
Yeah, I thought it was awesome. That's the type of win that, can kickstart a season, I think, just because of that. I mean, it was just a hard fought. Everybody kind of made plays when they needed to. Defense played great. But just a good feeling in the locker room just to have that back again after such a long string of games where, you come back in the locker room disappointed. That's the kind of thing that can get things going. A win like that we just kind of stuck with it and grinded and came up with a win.
Very involved with you on the sideline when you would come off and talk to Coach Bajakian and things like
that.
Yeah,
Jameis was great. We had an open dialogue the whole time. And, whether it was perspective on, what was going on with the defense or even just, talking to me about myself and the different things that he was seeing out of me. So it was really helpful with all of that, and I'm glad we can get a win for him.
Talk about the touchdown play to Sam, just the call, what you saw.
Yeah, I thought I was – when Dirk called it in, I was really excited about the call. And the way that they played it, it was the perfect call, And so Chuck did a nice job just racing to the outside and outrunning that guy, and I thought it was really – What's up? I thought it was really nice timing by Dirk with that play call.
Ryan, how do you feel you played?
I played okay. I didn't play great by any of the stretch of the imagination, but we won the game, and I'm getting too old now to worry about that other stuff. So I'm so happy we won. My job filling in right now is to do the best I can and try to grind out wins, and that's what we did today.
Ever since you've been here with the Bucks, you and your boys, you guys have been, they've been everywhere with you. Just talk about the experience with them so far here in Tampa Bay and after a win like today.
My actual boys? So they, when we win, they get to come back in the locker room with us. So that's like a motivating factor for me. Part of the reason I'm still playing is just to allow them to have that type of experience. And so it's great to be able to pull them out of the stands and bring them in with the guys. And it was fun to be able to do that today.
Chris Godwin had the best game of his young career. What do you see from him out there today?
Chris played spectacular today. He made some nice, tough catches. He had some good run after the catch deals, broke some tackles. But we needed him to step up just with Mike being out. And I think he's such a talented guy that maybe gets lost a little bit in the shuffle because of how many weapons we have and how the ball needs to be spread out. But it was nice to see him step up today. When the ball came his way, he made nice plays.
I was just saying that DeSean Jackson had a big speech after the game. What was the general message of what he said to you guys?
Well, I just think, at this point, DeSean's been around a long time and been on some different teams. And, essentially we just got to keep going. We got to keep grinding. This is the thing we've been waiting for the last few weeks, and it's just been loss after loss and trying not to get down. But this is the spark. Hopefully that gets us going.
Ryan, this would have gone a lot easier if you could have run the ball a little bit better. What are you seeing from your perspective that's keeping that from being a strength for you guys?
Well, I think we ran the ball well when we needed to today. It's a tough front. It's a tough defense to run against. Todd does a really nice job of them not just having those talented guys, but the scheme that they run as well. He does a nice job with it. So I think it was a combination of that, and then when we needed to eke out some big runs, we did a nice job with it.
How much more did this game mean to get the win against the Jets?
I mean, I've obviously played against former teams a lot. But when I played Buffalo the first time when I was in Houston, that was a really emotional time just to stand on the other sideline. I had so many great friends that were still on the Buffalo team, so many people that were in that organization, and Not that I don't have great friends, spread around the NFL and the different teams I played on, but today, standing on the other sideline before the game, looking across and just seeing, those guys that are still around that I played with, they're not just teammates to me. Those are brothers, a lot of those guys. And so it was kind of emotional standing on that side, looking across, and even just seeing the people that work in that building. I had a great 2 years there in terms of the people that I met and just the day-to-day interactions. And so that was, it's special to me, to be able to win that game, but even just to see them and to compete against them was fun too.
You got the
involved early. What's a mindset for a quarterback when you have a weapon like that, when you're going through your reads and you know if you get him the ball in stride, what he can do? Do you look more towards him, or what is your mindset today?
The New York media knows I love to force the ball to my favorite guys. I'm out there trying to execute right now and find my place and figure it out. But Deshaun's obviously a nice guy to have on our side.
Did you get a chance to talk to Todd after the game?
Yeah, I talked to Todd on the field for a sec, and I just talked to him outside for a little bit. I've got a lot of respect for him as a coach, and there's no hard feelings and me not being there the way that, you know, it ended or anything like that. I've got a great respect for him, and we still have a good relationship.
Ryan, when you were younger, would it have mattered that it wasn't more of a work of art? Did you want the 300-yard games and the?
Oh, I love 300-yard games, yeah. But at this point, for me in my career, where I'm at, I mean, the wins are awesome. They're hard to come by, and you know, you have years like this where we lost five games in a row, and you start to realize in the year I had last year with New York, you know, just how tough it was. You realize how hard it is to win in this league, so you take them however they come.
You'll get Mike Evans back. Looks like you'll be the quarterback for a little bit anyway. They've talked about Jameis, you know, being out for an extended period, not just 2 weeks. How much better do you think it'll be as you continue to game plan and stay with these guys as a starter and you get everybody on the field?
That wasn't my best effort. I can play better than I did today, and I don't think it has to do with getting comfortable or feeling guys out. I just think it's, you know, about me going in there and doing a better job. But, the one thing, stepping into this role, that's not like I'm stepping into a role where we're going to try to manufacture some things and we don't have talent. There's so much talent on this offense that it's fun to get into this role and to have Dirk call the offense and have him really know the guys and, for me to be able to step in and do my best.
Did you actually see the touchdown, Charles Sims, go into the end zone because you had been knocked to the ground?
I didn't see him go into the end zone, but I knew he was going into the end zone, yes, when I threw it.
How'd you know?
Because he was open and I knew I threw it. I don't know if it was a spiral. It was probably like a half spiral, but I knew that it was going to be a touchdown, and then I heard the crowd.
Tough was it? I mean, you mentioned the running game. I mean, you were second and 10, second and 11, it seemed like, all day. That makes it pretty hard on an offense, doesn't it?
Well, we got behind a couple times with some penalties and missed throws, you know, some things that were easy completions, and just got to do a better job because we did have some third and longs today. But a lot of that was because of either a penalty here or there or the execution, you know, by me, and that stuff that, you know, we need to fix and get better at.
Won a few games in this league. What does today mean to you?
In the grand scheme of things, you know, when I'm all said and done, like this is, it's definitely an important win for me. It's always fun to beat your old teams, but in the here and now, you know, just to get the winning feeling back with this team and try to go on a little bit of a run, it's sitting at 2-6. It wasn't hopeless because there's so much talent. I mean, I'm telling you, we're a good football team. We just have to go out there and do it, and hopefully, this will get us headed in the right direction.
You mentioned playing a bunch of your other teams, but are the Jets a little bit different because of how those 2 years went, how good things were in 2015?
I think that, like I said, the Jets and Buffalo were different than any of the other ones I played, yes. And part of it was just because of the relationships that I formed. Nothing to do with, you know, ill will or bad feelings. It just the relationships of the people that I had in the building and how special those people are to me.
How impressed have you been with the fight you've seen from the team during this losing streak that you just went through? You've been in a lot of locker rooms, but it seems like the spirit is high and they just continue to fight.
Well, we've got to stick together, you know, and part of it, I try to approach it the same way, no matter if we're winning or losing, and I think we have the right idea in the locker room. In terms of guys doing that, we've got great leadership. We've got guys that are out there trying to do it the right way. And so if you continue to do that, then good things will happen.
Do you have a message to Josh after the game? Do you have a message?
I talked to him before the game and after the game, and we don't know each other real well. But just from afar, you know, watching his career and the things that he's gone through and the ups and downs, you know, we're very similar in terms of I know a lot of what he's been through, and he knows a lot of what I've been through, and there's not a lot of people that can relate with that. And so we had a nice conversation before and after the game, and I've got a ton of respect for him and the way that, you know, he has stuck with it throughout his career and the way that he approaches it.
You met with Christian Hackenberg, too. It looked like you guys...
Yeah, I talked to Christian before the game. I talked to Bryce before the game. Christian's got some goatee thing going on that I don't know. I got to make sure to let him know that I'm not necessarily a fan of it. Maybe he should cut it off. But, yeah, and then Bryce will always be a dear friend for me, you know, and I think he's got so much potential. You know, he was... When he came out of, well, we don't need to get into it, but when he came out of Baylor, I mean, he didn't know that he didn't know everything. You know, he didn't know a lot, and he didn't know that, but he's learned a ton. He's stuck with it. He plays hard. He competes. And I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, what Bryce's future holds.
Did you have any advice for Christian?
No, we just talked and caught up. I mean, you know, the biggest thing for Christian is just to keep working hard, keep learning when you're not in there, and you know, good things will come.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Ryan.